So let's review. The Gemara continues with Agadita regarding the mitzvah of Bika Chaylam. Amr Blexandri, Amr Bchia Bar Abba. In a Chayla Oymid Mechal Yai, Achamoychen Loi Alkalabai Noisav. A sick man only recovers from his illness after he is absolved from all his sins. As the Pasuk states, Haseleach Lacholabai Naichi, Hareifi Lacholtach Loichi. Amr Vabnuna, Chayzur Lemei Alumov. A sick man, when he recovers, he regains his health as in his youth. As the pasuk that refers to a chayla states, "Roitfish besari minayer, yashuv lemei alumav." Alumav meaning youth. Rav Yosef says the word alumav implies halama, forgetfulness, which teaches the meshakiach limudai that a sick man may forget his Torah learning. Amar Alexandri Amar Bchia Bar Abba, Gadol nesha nasa lachayla, Yosef min hanesha nasa lachananya mishal bazaria. The miracles through which a sick man recovers are far greater than the miracles of Hananya mishal bazaria, who were saved from Kivshan Eish, a burning furnace, because Shachananya Mishal Bazarya Eish Shal Head Yoit, Fakal Yechel Nachavaisa. They were saved from a man made fire that can be extinguished. Bezul Shal Chayla Shal Shemayim He, Omiyachal Nachavaisa. The Chayla recovers from fever, which is from Shemayim, that cannot be extinguished. Va'amr of Alexandria Mechibar Abba. Va'amr La Amr Bishub and Levi. Kivin Shegi Akitza Shal Adam, Hakal Moishan Bai. When the time comes for a person to depart from this world, his death may be caused by anyone, as the pasuk that refers to Cain states, "V'ha'yu kol moitzi argeni." Rava min hadein kara. This is also alluded to in another pasuk, "L'mishpatecha amdu hayoyim ki akoy lavadecha." Amar Shmuel, "Ein mavakrin hasachayla ela lemishal chotzasa chama." One may only visit a sick man that suffers from fever, because the visit is not detrimental to the chayla. However, "Ein mavakrin loy chayla ma'ayim." One should not visit a person with a stomach disorder, mishum kisufa. The chayla may need to excuse himself, which is an embarrassment. V'loy chayla ha'ayin, and v'loy mechayish ha'roish, and not to a person that suffers from an eye disease or a headache, because dibura kashalaina, talking is harmful in these conditions. The previous Mishnah concludes with the halacha, Omerapa refuas nefesh, avalei refuas mamon. The Gemara explains, Merapa refuas nefesh gufay. The matter may heal the mudr, because it's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and the benefit to the mudr is considered incidental. It's a mitzvah even kishayeshem refa achar, when there is another doctor, because as the Ran cites the Yerushalmi, shaloi min hakol odem zeich lehisrapois, a person is not necessarily healed from all doctors. However, avaloi refuas momen behemtoi, the madr may not heal the mudr's animal, kishayeshem refa achar, when there is another doctor, because mahanoi, the mudr benefits from his animal's refuah. The Ran adds, however, the madr may heal the mudr's animal when there is no other doctor, because the previous Mishnah stated that the madr may return the mudr's lost object because it's a mitzvah, and saving an animal's life is certainly considered hashavas aveda. In other words, refuas gufay is certainly mutter, and even because of hashavas aveda, as explained. However, refuas mamonai is mutter only kishayin sham reifa achar because of a Shabbos Aveda, but is aser kishayin sham reifa achar because it's not a Shabbos Aveda, and therefore mahanai. However, Amar Zuch Bar Tovya Amar Rav, Aval Oimerle Samplaini Yafala, Samplaini Raloi. The mother may inform the mudder which medicines are beneficial or detrimental to his animal, because Hanoa Mamela Asya, the mudder only benefits indirectly. The next Mishnah continues with the halachas of Hamudr Hano Mechaver, a person who is prohibited in all benefits from his friend. Zak the Mishnah, the Madr and Mudr may bathe in a large pool because, as the Ran explains, Ein Hamayim Oilin Bishvil Zeb Loi Mahanile. The water does not rise through the Madr in which the Mudr does not benefit. But they may not bathe in a small pool because Hamayim Oilin Bishvil Zeb Mahanile. The water does rise through the madr in which the mudr benefits. The Mishnah continues, the yashni may be mita. Rabbi Huda Omer b'meisa chama avaloi b'meisa gshamim, m'mnei shu mahano. The Ran explains that we see from the Braisa later that Rabbi Huda explains the words of the Tanakhama that they may sleep in the same bed only during the summer, because le mahanoi. The mudr does not benefit from the madr's chimum, body heat, but they may not sleep in the same bed during the winter, because the mudr does benefit from the Madr's Chimam. The Gemara cites a braisa in which this is actually machlokes. Lo yirchatz imoy bamvati, v'lo yoshni imoy bemita, Ben Gedoyle Begetana Devre Meir. Remeir disagrees and holds that they may not bathe even Begedoyle in a large pool. Although Enamayim Oil Mishvalzeh, however, Gezer Gedoyle Otter Getana. The Chacham initiated Gezer to prohibit a Gedoyle to prevent them from bathing Begetana. Likewise, Remeir holds that they may not sleep Begetana Uber Gedoyle in a large or a small bed at any time. Although there's no actual benefit b'meis hachamo or in a gedoyle b'meis hagishamim, however, gezeira atu ketana b'meis hagishamim. The chacham initiated gezeira for all beds at all times to prevent them from a ketana b'meis hagishamim. However, Behuda aimer, gedoyle b'meis hagishamim for ketana b'meis hachamo mutter. Regarding mita, only ketana b'meis hagishamim is prohibited, but gedoyle afilu b'meis hagishamim and ketana b'meis hachamo are permitted. And regarding Amvati, as in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds Varech Yitzimoy B'Amvati Gedoyla Avaloy B'Ketana. Only Ketana is prohibited, but Gedoyla is permitted because Lo Gezrinan. There is no Gezer for Amvati and Mita. The Mishnah continues, U'meisa V'imayala Mita. They may lean on the same bed while they eat, even during the winter, because Lamahanu, there is no Chimum, therefore no benefit. V'oichli Mayala Shulchan, and they may eat at the same table because, as the Ran explains, there is no concern that the mudder will eat from the mother's portion. They may not eat from the same plate because if the mother takes less food, the mudder benefits from the extra food if the food is insufficient. They may eat from a large plate that when it goes back to the host, there's less food in it because if the mother takes less, the mudder does not benefit from the extra food because the food is abundant. Zakta Mishnah, lo yoichilimoy min ha'ibut shalifne ha'poyalim. The madra mudr may not eat from the plate served to the workers, because im ochel ma'at, mahanoi, lo yasimoy ba'oman, divre meir. Remei says they may not work in the same row of a vineyard, even b'rochik, when they are distant, as the Ran explains, b'kar of aser. When they are close, they're prohibited, because the kamarpi leila arakameh, the mother softens the ground in which the mudder benefits because he has less work. And even berachik asr because gezer berachik atu bekarv. The chacham initiated gezer for berachik to prevent them from working bekarv. The chacham aimim aisa behu berachik bimenu. The chacham disagree and hold that only bekarv asr because the kamar pele la'ara kamei, however berachik mutter because loy gezrinah.